I'm speaking with Tom Salo, and we're at the Hawk Watch on Franklin Mountain here in Delaware County. And Tom is an advocate for using non-lead bullets. And Tom, among many others, believes this is an important environmental issue. Hi, Tom.
Hi there. First, I want to note that I am a deer hunter, and I've been personally using non-lead bullets for over a decade. So the problem with lead bullets is that lead is a soft metal. It's actually an obsolete technology. It's something that's been used for hundreds of years in firearms. But it's soft, and when firearms started being able to send out projectiles at very high speeds, the lead was too fragile for that purpose. It would hit the target and it would fragment. So the solution they came up with when they came up with the high-speed bullets in modern rifles was to put a copper jacket, a copper sheath around the lead that would hold the lead together to some degree. Average lead bullet still loses about 30% of its mass when it hits an animal target. What happened about 20 years ago, I think just over 20 years ago, is a company named Barnes designed a better bullet, a modern high-tech bullet that has no lead in it. It's made of solid copper, and it does not fragment. It wasn't designed to be non-toxic. It was designed to be a better bullet. It is as or more accurate than lead bullets. Its ballistics and terminal performance are better. And the unexpected fringe benefit was that you get no lead fragmentation when it hits its target.
You've explained the history of bullets in a short way. Let's go back a step, though.
Okay.
Why does that matter, that lead fragments get into the animal that you shoot? In this case, we're talking about a deer.
Okay, well,
and what does it matter to humans? Here's the way I see it. If you shoot the deer, no matter what you hit it with, the deer dies. So why does it matter if there's lead in the flesh or not?
Okay. The deer probably doesn't care at all, unless the bullet you're using is ineffective and it's not killed efficiently. But lead in the animal's carcass, spread out through the animal's carcass, can poison humans and scavengers. Many of those lead fragments end up in the internal organs that the hunter leaves behind in the field. Some of that lead will spread into the meat. A lot depends on where the hunter shoots the deer. If the hunter shoots the deer in a shoulder where there is meat, there's going to be a lot of lead spread through the meat. If he hits it in the ribs, there's probably going to be much less lead in the meat.
So what's the danger to humans and what's the danger to scavengers, are other animals, birds and small animals?
As everybody's aware from the crisis in Flint, Michigan, lead is an extremely potent neurotoxin that they measure in tiny, tiny amounts. And the Centers for Disease Control has determined that there is no safe level of lead for children under 5 and pregnant women. So the neurological effects of lead on young children are irreversible. So that's why some states where they have venison donation programs, not here in New York, they have a program, but they don't do this, put warning labels on the meat that it should not be consumed by pregnant women or children under the age of 6. Several states do that. New York State doesn't test the meat for lead at all. They have a program where people donate venison and they just give it to poor people. From the point of view of scavengers, a lot of different scavengers like to eat these gut piles that hunters leave behind. And eagles in particular are very sensitive to lead. We recently had a situation where 2 eagles in Delaware County died from lead poisoning. Actually, one is presumed dead from lead poisoning because it died from the same source. Ravens, crows, mammals don't seem as sensitive to lead. It's certainly a neurotoxin for those species, but they're not as sensitive.
Okay, so a hunter has a choice to buy lead bullets or copper bullets, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so does that affect the performance of the rifle?
Copper bullets and lead bullets, any change in bullets will shoot slightly differently. but not more or less accurately. Every you know, responsible hunter shoots his rifle before deer season to know where it's hitting. Scopes get bumped, rifles get banged around, things change. You know, everybody needs to be confident.
What about the cost differential between lead and copper bullets? Is there a big difference?
There are very cheap lead bullets. There are not very cheap copper bullets. So there are premium lead bullets and copper bullets are comparable in cost. The copper bullets do cost more than cheap lead bullets. You will not find them at Walmart. You have to go to a gun shop. Because they're a premium bullet, the average hunter doesn't buy them. The people who buy them, most of the people I have met who are using monolithic copper or copper alloy bullets switch to them for performance. They didn't switch to them because they're non-toxic. They didn't switch to them because they didn't want their family eating lead and they were concerned about eagles. They switched because they wanted better performance.
Is this something that the state legislature should be looking at, or the federal government, or is it really just a matter of educating the hunters?
At the moment, we don't think that this requires any legislative action. There's a lot of hunters who aren't even aware that this is a problem. So I think every hunter I have spoken to who cares about wildlife has made the switch. We're talking maybe $15 more per box of ammunition. That's about the average cost. You can buy the cheapest lead ammo for about $20 a box for high-powered rifle ammunition. And the I've been paying $32 to $35 a box for copper ammunition. The out of a box of 20, I shoot about four rounds, maybe five rounds a year. So my cost per year is $4 or $5. You know, I've got a pickup truck and a utility vehicle and a $1,500 rifle and $1,000 worth of hunting gear. And $4 or $5 a year for an increase in cost in bullets to know that there's no lead in my meat that I'm giving to my granddaughters. There's no lead in the gut piles that we're leaving on my property for the eagles. You know, it's no contest, you know, a couple of bucks.
Tom Salo. Tom is an advocate for the use of non-lead bullets. Thanks, Tom.
You're welcome.